I had a good lie. I got lucky. Yeah, I got lucky they didn't step on it, because I would have had to drop it, and it wouldn't have been sitting up as well. Yeah. Shoot, we got run over a couple of times walking down the middle of the fairway by people, so. Yeah. I played well. I had a spurt there in the middle of the round where I had some technical difficulties and hit some poor shots, but it was able to make pars. And then turned it around. I kind of keyed in on after the par 313 and a 14 on in. I hit a bunch of good shots and made a couple birdies coming in. But I got very lucky to play early today, because as the day wore on and we got to the back nine, about a third of every green started to die and became brown, and the pins were very edgy on their slopes and whatnot, that the guys that played early had a huge break, because even without any wind, it's beyond difficult. Yeah, and I'm trying to lag it because I know it's quick. I'm trying to lag the one on 17 and it still goes 6-7 feet by. Number 8 is probably the worst one that you'll see if you watch it on TV. It won't stop until it collects in a little level area about 8 feet away, 6-8 feet away. Very difficult conditions, and playing early gave us at least a fighting chance. And you can get off to a good start here. You can birdie the par 5, so you can shoot a reasonable score. But, you know, we got to let go of our ego sometimes and just set the course up the way the best players can win.
After this first round, you know how the rest of the day is going to go. Did you find yourself in a decent position after the first round?
It'll always be better, I know that.
I love the fact I shot under par, because it's a very challenging course out there. I don't expect anybody to beat the lead from the morning wave. I just don't think it's possible. Oh, I wasn't referring to me. Sorry, I'm standing high up here, Mark. Sorry about
that. You made a lot of nice putts, but can you talk about one? That was like a tricky putt, and that could have gotten involved.
Yeah, I missed the ball in the wrong spot, left. You know, that you just couldn't go left of that hole, and I did, and I didn't have a chance to get the chip close, but I made the 20-footer for par. It was uphill. It was a little right to left, and the grass was actually green on the green, and I was able to be aggressive with it and make it. Yeah, no, I putted well all day. Yeah, just same stuff I've been working on as far as swing and ball striking and so forth. And I had just a slight mishap for about 5 holes there in the middle of the round. And then I was able to fight and make pars, just kind of advance it up by the green, 2-putt from 80, 120 feet or whatever, and stay in it. And then I got it turned around.
How do you resurrect that?
I'm sorry?
How do you resolve that in the middle of the round?
You just keep trying to figure. You know, I know that it's close because I've been hitting the ball well, so it's just a fraction here of this or that. Well, the greens are dying, and the holes are on edges of slopes that the ball just simply won't stay. You drop it, it won't stay by the hole. I'm sorry? Well, not this morning, no. I'm guessing it will be this afternoon, but not when we played. It was fine. It's different. It's just a different culture over here. In the States, we don't have 90 people inside the ropes. We have a few, and it's just a different culture, but always has been. I knew it coming over. It's just the way it was. I mean, last week I almost got run over by a cart 4 or 5 times in the front nine. You know. What's that? It gets annoying after a while, yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon, will you expect that you're going to have to deal with the same kind of stuff that these guys are this afternoon in terms of the pins?
Well, hopefully they'll, like I say, let go of their ego and set it up reasonable, but you just never know. Joy would not be the word I would use to describe it, no.
Played it with some strange, much different weather than we're having here this week. We talk about the weather after years of much different weather sometimes here.
Well, I think both the players and the tournament committee were excited about the conditions because of how firm the golf course is playing. And I think they wanted a little bit more wind, but there's enough wind that it's challenging to maneuver shots and get them to you have to hit shots to accommodate the wind, to get the ball coming into the greens at the right angles and stuff.
The Roy struggles in places out there. I mean, seeing that, is it a function of form or is it the course just does that?
You know, we've all been there where you make a bogey or so, and you just want to try to get that birdie back. And sometimes, in trying to get it back, you put it in a spot that you make another bogey. And I've been there a number of times. It's happened to me a bunch throughout my career, especially at major championships. And he had a couple of shots that. Had a chance to get close to the hole, and they ended up in a really bad spot.